Okay, well, I think we're ready to begin. Right. My name's Adam Drugood. We're here because of Real Reaction. We have in the group...
Oh, Ebenezer Adimisoe. Would you like me to spell it?
Yeah, go for it, mate.
N-E-Z.
N-E-Z.
E-R.
Ebenezer, and your role is?
I'm the marketing expert.
You're the marketing expert, okay. Next we have?
Tariq Rahman, T-A-R-I-K.
T-R-I-K. And your role in this is?
Industrial designer.
Industrial designer. And lastly we have?
Dave Cochran.
And you're going to be the user interface,
designer. Designer,
okay.
Yes.
Right. This is the agenda for today's meeting. As you can see, opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and closing. We already got through opening and partially through acquaintance. So the reason we're here, we're going to design a new remote control, as you probably all know. The very broad overview is original, trendy, and user-friendly. Of course, we'll have to go into a bit more detail than that, but personally, I think that the original is going to be a very key aspect of this design. There's a lot of remote controls out there anyway, so we're going to need something that's really going to set it apart. This is how today seems to be going to work. We're going to have the three key phases, as you've probably already been told, the functional, conceptual, and the detailed design. First one's going to be covering the user requirement spec, technical functions, working design. Second seems to be conceptual, components, properties, materials. And the last one is a detailed analysis of our design so far. Of course, you've all got the similar emails, I believe. What can I say? Ebenezer, do you want to have a... You want to draw your favourite animal?
Sure. Whiteboard. Okay, I'm going to make this quick since we don't have much time. Okay, so it's not the best picture in the world. Here we have an elephant. First point, begins with an E, same like Ebenezer. Also, elephants have a very good memory, much like myself. And I can't remember back when I used to live in Nigeria, but I think I used to have a pet elephant. So elephants are big, strong, and gentle, and they have great memories, and it began with the letter E, just like Ebenezer.
Brilliantly done. Thank you. Tariq, would you like to have a shot at a bit of artistry?
It's supposed to come all the way, is it?
You can clip them to your belt.
Oh, I think you...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should also have your lapel mic on as well.
Does it? Oh, that's good. We can clip them on. Okay. Yeah, there was this microphone as well that you...
Where did I put that?
Just somewhere.
It's just across here. That's it. Yep.
Is this supposed to be clipped as well?
think so.
Yeah, it'll follow you if you.
Yeah. There you go.
You can probably just stick it in your pocket for now. I wouldn't worry too much. You should have good range.
Yeah, I'm destroying your outfit here. Alright, here we have a tiger. I've always loved tigers. They're biggest cats. I did a project on Cats of the Wild when I was a kid, and it was my favourite cat just because it looks the best. The stripes, orange. My dad used to talk about it. He's from Bangladesh, so he used to tell me all about them when I was a kid. And they're just the most feared of animals in the wild, so that's why I like them. Doesn't say anything about me, really, but...
Excellent, thank you very much. Dave, if you'd like to have a dash.
The monkey. The one fact this is a somewhat oblique reference, in fact, to I have a three-year-old daughter who is affectionately known as Miss Monkey. Monkeys have attitude, which I think is a good thing. And I mean, from the point of view of sort of the study of human evolution, they and other primates are terribly interesting. This one seems to have perhaps more attitude than most.
hardly what I'd call the best drawing in the world, but it'll do for now. Also not quite as feared as your average tiger, but cats are one of my favourite animals. They're very independent, they're snotty as hell at the best of times, and what can you say, you got all of those qualities in an animal. Right, I think we've all managed to master every whiteboard there by the looks of it. So, on to it. Project finance. As you can see, 12.5 euros per unit. That's not a terrible lot as far as I'm aware. And we're hoping to sell them for 25. If we're aiming for 50 million euros, we're going to have to be selling an awful lot of them.
Oh, that was profit aim. That wasn't amount sold. That's the amount made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 50 million, and if you're making 12.5 euros in each one, then
yeah,
awful lot need to be sold. Okay, now we better actually just get on with the meat of the project. So, I'm going to guess that we've all used remote controls. Any ideas of where you think a new remote control could go into this market?
Well, one thing I'm aware of is that there... at the sort of a very high price end of the market, there's sort of emerging market for sort of touch screen LCD remotes that can be programmed in much more sophisticated ways than sort of conventional models. So you get the sort of you can redesign the interface to your own needs. You can program in macros, and you get a much greater degree. I mean, you get these sort of, you know, 3-in-1, 5-in-1, whatever. But you can get integration between the different the different things that it's designed to control to a much greater extent. And you can have one one macro to turn turn the TV to the right channel, get the rewind the tape and the VCR, and get it to play once it's rewound, for instance.
Okay.
It occurs to me there might be a niche for a remote that aimed towards some of that sort of functionality, but using a just conventional push button design, and therefore putting it into a much lower price bracket.
Okay, yeah, that's true. With the price range we're looking at, going for a touch screen would probably be possibly
absolutely
out of
prohibitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you think, again, something to control multiple units in a simple fashion?
Yeah, you get ones that you can switch between multiple units, but something that could operate between multiple units in a more integrated fashion. And ideally something into which would have some, at least limited facility for running macros.
Would it be idea something along the lines of one on button would turn on, say, the video recorder, the TV, maybe the sound system as well, all in one go? Is that
for instance? I say, you press, say, the play button for the DVD player, and it turns the TV on and on to the right channel as well.
Okay, that sounds like a good strong idea. Any takes on this?
Well, I've noticed that gaming is becoming quite popular with television. When I was younger, we used to play games using a cable, subscribed cable providers.
Mm-hmm.
But our remote controls get worn out really easily, and the remote control is not a great kind of keypad for playing games. So okay, perhaps one that was more specialized for game playing or interactive television. They recently brought out this new remote control for people to set their favorite channels or to record things. Instead of people entering in what time things start, you simply slide a bar to say what time it begins, and slide another bar to say what time it ends. You know, that's
I've seen the barcode design before. Yeah,
yeah, it's taken out the. You don't have to be really clever to use a remote control. And I think for gaming, you know, you want some big buttons for up, down, left and right, and shoot. You know, you want to be able to change angles in interactive television, so you need buttons to change the television angle, the camera angles and stuff like that.
Okay, well, we're beginning to run out of time now, so yeah. We've got a couple of ideas. We'll have to work fast. All right, as you can see, we've got 30 minutes until the next meeting, so we'll have to try and decide on some of the basic functionality, how the user interface might work. That'll be a key aspect, especially if the idea of some kind of macro facility, because you have to program it, you have to have a lot of response back, or at least some kind. Mm-hmm. And we're going to maybe try and have to figure out
what the user wants.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Has anybody got anything they'd like to add at this stage? Anything they think that might have been missed so far?
Well, when you're talking about gaming and stuff, do you think they should have some sort of stick on it rather than buttons?
Oh, okay, that's it.
Like control pads, you know, of games, but mm-hmm. Or is that a bit ridiculous?
I don't see why not. Almost everybody's probably used to a console by now, and all of them incorporate small D-pads in them. In fact, even the mobile phones these days are beginning to use them as well, so it's probably an interface that most people are used to. And that could allow easy navigation, use as a joystick as well.
I think maybe the other key feature that would be a good idea of building into it is to make something fairly sort of ergonomic, something that fits as comfortably as possible into the hand, which of course also allows for the possibility of a more sort of slightly unconventional or attractive shape for it overall. You know.
So, small, stylish,
mm-hmm.
And something just a little bit different.
Slightly sort of biomorphic in form, which it would need to be to sort of conform to the shape of the hand more efficiently anyway.
Okay. That's definitely something that we should be able to do quite easily. I would have hoped so anyway. Right. I'd say we finish this one up. We'll get started. I'll write up what we've kind of quickly done, and I'll get that out to everybody.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned, I guess. Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, we leave the microphones here, unless we're told otherwise, and just take the laptop for